PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us today for the first show of May, which means for many of you right now, summer is just around the corner. We actually have a very fun show for you today, and that's because we're going to be going into the Happy Station archives and hearing things that haven't been heard since they were first broadcast. Yes, some rarities. Now, as you know, during the anniversary show, we did such a thing, but these are new recordings that have just surfaced. Or rather, new old recordings that have just surfaced. So we do hope you enjoy that. Anyway, we're going to begin today with a song by Cliff Richard and the Shadows. It's called The Young Ones.
Darling, we're the young ones, and the young ones shouldn't be afraid to live low while the flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me, there's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Darling, can't you see our dreams should be dreamed together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid, and someday when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, and you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And some day, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Cliff Richard and the Shadows with The Young Ones from the movie, I believe, if memory serves me correct, Summer Holiday. Anyway, welcome to this Happy Station show, the first show of May. And as I mentioned at the beginning, a lot of you are excited because that means summer is just around the corner. Summer has arrived here in Taiwan. We've had some miserable rain, which just didn't seem to go away, but it finally left, and now we're in the thick of the summer. It seems that spring kind of, well, actually, we didn't get much of a spring this year, which was very strange, but that is neither here nor there. Now, today's show, we have some interesting Happy Station clips. Many of you enjoy when we go into the archives and play things from Happy Station's past. Now, there's some clips, of course, that we played more than once because many of you enjoyed hearing it. Today, however, is something very special because the clips that you will hear today have never been heard since they were first broadcast many years ago when Tom Meyer did the program. Now, we just heard Cliff Richards. Now, did you know that Tom Meyer, who sang many different songs, also recorded a song by Cliff Richards? It was a song that Cliff used for an entry in the Eurovision Song Contest many, many years ago. But Tom took the song and decided to change the lyric. Now, if you are a follower of Eurovision, and I mentioned Cliff Richard, you know the song, the entry that he had. So, for people who don't know what it is, the song is called Congratulations. But the lyric is very different from Cliff's version.
Congratulations to Happy Station, the station of the friendliest nation in the world. Congratulations and celebrations, for 41 years Eddie Starts has spread the word. In 1928 Eddie started pioneering, and in those 41 years he steadily went on steering his Flying Dutchman of the airwaves without straying, while constantly saying the show must go on. Congratulations to Happy Station, the longest standing shortwave fun show without doubt. Congratulations and celebrations, to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about. Each Sunday WLHF is calling you folks, world's largest happy family always welcomes new folks. Whether your age is 43 or 87 or only 11, you're welcome aboard. Congratulations to Happy Station, to Eddie Starts and Jean Verstappen, his helping hand. Congratulations and celebrations for our goodwill ambassadors, strike up the band. Congratulations to Happy Station, to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about. To keep in touch with the Dutch, that's what it's all about.
Well, of course, the song is Congratulations. That was a hit for Cliff Richard. But that version there by Tom Meyer, Tom wrote completely, well, totally new, different lyrics to the original version. And, of course, the song had to do with Eddie Starts and Happy Station. Now, a few months ago, I mentioned a bunch of tapes from the Happy Station archives that would be arriving in Taiwan, and they have. And I've just started going through the stuff. And today I've sort of picked and choose some of my favorites. Now, when I mentioned on Facebook and on Twitter that these tapes have arrived, people were asking all kinds of questions like, well, I mean, will you be able to download all the programs? Will I be able to hear this show from 1970 or 1969 or 1978 or whatever the year is? And yes, there is going to be a new website that PCJ will launch that will be dedicated to the Happy Station archives. It won't just include shows, but also interviews, as well as music from the past that has been played on the program. So, that will be a lot of fun. And when we get closer to finish transferring everything, because it's going to be a lot of work, then I will pass that information along. So it should be quite interesting. Now, one song that we have played on the show before is the Happy Station song. Now, this was a song that was issued as a small 7-inch to listeners around the world. There was also a version of that song that wasn't sent to listeners around the world because it was used for some of the open house programs. Here's Tom Meyer, Letty de Jong, that is, Hank Beulah, with the Happy Station song featuring the K-Small Orchestra.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles.
An alternate version of the Happy Station song, Letty de Jong, Hank Beulah, and Tom Meyer with K-Small and his orchestra. When I was going through the tapes, there's a lot of fascinating interviews. And there's an interview that Tom did with one of my favorite singers of all time. She didn't just sing in one language. In fact, she sang in many, many languages. And very often the material that, let's say, she recorded in Europe and other parts of the world was different from material that she would even record for the UK or the United States. And that is Caterina Valente. So we're going to have a couple of Caterina Valente songs, a little excerpt of that interview, because it's really a lot of fun. Now, the song we're going to take a listen to first is a song in English that she did for the RCA Victor label that was recorded and released only in the United States. It was called Superphonics. Caterina Valente in Living Stereo.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too. Just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody.
Tell me, I'm not going to ask you how you started singing and if you love it and so on, but you have a very international experience in show business. Now, how does Holland compare to other countries? And you don't have to be kind.
Well, you see, there is only one audience for an artist. There is no nationality and no countries. There is only one audience. You have to work with that audience. Mm-hmm. We don't care about any kind of nationality.
No, but isn't it so that sometimes you find an audience, let's say, better, that they respond more easily to what you're doing than other audiences, and doesn't that make a difference regarding nationalities?
Not at all. The only difference is that maybe on Sunday the audience is very bright and on Monday they're a little tired and on Tuesday they understand maybe more music. I really must say that since I've been traveling, and I've been doing that for 30 years now, mm-hmm. and I've been working all over the world, I must say there is only one audience. It's different maybe when you have a TV audience or a theater audience or a concert audience.
Yes.
These are different audiences, mm-hmm. but you find the same audience all over the world because the people that come and see you and listen to you are the kind of people that like that kind of work. Mm-hmm. So they're about the same all over the world.
Yes, that's why they come to see you and to listen to you.
I think so.
Now, when you're doing a TV show, isn't it so that you... When you're performing, you love to have an audience there. And doesn't it make a difference whether you know that if something might go wrong with someone in the orchestra or anywhere, you can take it back? You can't do this when you're on stage. Now, how do you find the difference between a theater show and a television show?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd rather work on stage.
Yes.
Yes, because, you know, I started on stage.
Of course.
But then there's another thing. Actually, well, till today I was quite lucky that when I worked on television, I always had an audience.
Uh-huh.
And we never repeated anything. We just went on live.
Oh, really?
And that's beautiful, too.
Yes. Well, that just shows that you're working with professional people.
Yes. And, well, television is as nice as theater,
mm-hmm.
because... Since today, I've always had an audience. Of mm-hmm. course, it's a little different when you have to do a show with only the cameras and so
yes.
on. You have to imagine, you know, have mm-hmm. a lot of imagination, and you think that you are now in the living room of family so-and-so,
that's right. mm-hmm.
and you play for them. That's up to you.
And do you think that an artist who does not realize that he's in the living room with people can still put on a good show on television?
Well, it depends. You see, when I work, I really believe I'm with the people
yes.
in their living room and I'm entertaining them.
You need
and
the people to come to a good, prestation.
Yeah,
yes,
it helps.
tell me, I told you I'm not going to ask you all the, let's say, normal things that people ask in interviews. This is a program where we do all kind of strange things, and that's why I want to ask you, what's your favorite color?
Well, black and white.
Black and white?
Yes.
All right, I'll see whether I can find some record referring to black and white. So, that was about your favorite color. Tell me, you're doing television shows in Holland now, but have you ever done a theater show in Holland with a live audience?
Oh, well, I played in Holland, in mm-hmm. Amsterdam, in Concertgebäude, and uh-huh. concerts, tour.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
And I'm just realizing something. You said that you've been doing this for 30 years. That seems rather impossible to me because you don't look like 30 years yet.
Thank you very much. I'll give you some flowers.
Sukiya Mama heißt das girl aus der Chinatown in Frisco. Sukiya Mama ist das Girl aus dem alten China Shop. Sukiya Mama, die verkauft da grüne Jade in der California Street. Doch keiner sieht, was mit dem Girl abends geschieht. Sukiya Mama sieht die Boys von der schönen großen Navy. Sukiya Mama trifft mal den und mal den im Sailors Club. Sukiya Mama, die verkauft die schönen Träume, die das weiße Pulver schenkt. Suki, okay, schön ist der Rausch, weiß ist der Schnee. Sailors Night Club in Golden Frisco.
Street right up in Golden Frisco. China's Träume in Golden Frisco. Gibt's im Sailor's Nightclub. Sucht die Yamama, geht hinein in ein Haus da in der Pine Street. Sukiyama-Mama ist dahin von dem alten Kahn bestellt. Sukiyama-Mama hat getan, was sie nicht tun soll, wenn sie weißen Schnee verkauft. Suki war schwach, als sie dem Boy Liebe versprach. Sukiyama-Mama, die bleibt drin in dem Haus da in der Pine Street. Sukiyama-Mama, die verkauft keine grüne Jade mehr. Sukiyama-Mama wollte fort mit ihrem Sailor, fort aus Frisco's Chinatown. Ja und darum bleibt Suki stumm. Sailor's Nightclub in Golden Frisco, Grand Street right up in Golden Frisco. China's Träume in Golden Frisco. Gibt's in Sailor's Nightclub. Sukiyama-Mama, du warst schön wie die Nacht von Golden Frisco. Sukiyama-Mama, du warst jung, doch du wusstest längst Bescheid. Keiner darf hinaus aus der Chinatown von Frisco, wenn er weiß, was du gewusst. Suki, all right.
Suki, all right.
Das ist die Chinatown Night.
Chinatown Night.
Suki, all right, das ist die Chinatown Night.
Caterina Valente, Sailor's Nightclub, that was actually recorded for a television special that she did way back in the 1960s. And before that, we heard Goody Goody, and in between, she was speaking to Tom Meyer. Now, Happy Station, of course, was known for its live shows. And a couple of years ago, a listener of ours in Texas, in the United States of America, sent along a tape that he recorded off-air of Happy Station's 45th anniversary. And we played, a few seconds of it. But now, let's take a listen to the full opening of that program.
And here comes the entourage now. One beautiful black horse,
apparently a stallion,
followed by the official Happy Station carriage.
And
there's the official Radio Nederland salute. And let's see if we can get a few words with the horse. No.
Hi.
Hi, Tom. Well, here we are.
Yes,
it's
here
the
we
45th.
Are.
Very good. It was not too cold. It was all right.
No cars?
You should ask the horse first.
Okay. Ah, there we are. Hello,
well,
Serge.
Tom.
Thank you.
How was the driving on this Carless Sunday?
It was marvelous. It was marvelous. You saw the coach arriving, and I hope you saw the way it was adorned with our Happy Station 45th anniversary thing.
Yes.
All our horse people there who've accompanied us. There's some people who had to get up at 7 o'clock this morning to be on time. And Mr. and Mrs. Teamstra were in the coach with us.
The Director General of Radio Nederland,
yes.
And his wife, hello.
Nice to meet you. Will be with us during the transmission too, of
Excellent.
Course. Thank you for being here so early.
I think we just beat you here. In fact, I think our taxi almost zoomed right over you.
Yes. Okay, well, I think it's a good idea now to go into the building because I think people would like some hot coffee, too.
Besides, it's a lot warmer in there, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, well, let's go inside then.
Okay, let's do.
Thanks.
And the horses and the carriage are now returning. Tom and the Happy Station crew, as well as Dr. Teamstra and his wife are now going inside the Radio Nederland building, and we'll meet them in the studio in just a few moments.
Prestação de alegria nada!
Tudo!
On this 18th of November, Happy Station celebrates its 45th anniversary. Your station of smiles across the miles. You'll love it!
Piki piki, piki piki, piki piki, piki piki. É hora, é hora, é hora, hora, hora.
Ha!
Ha!
Ching!
Ching!
Boom!
Boom!
Estação da alegria! Estação da alegria!
Congratulations!
Piki piki, piki piki, piki piki. É hora, é hora, é hora, hora, hora.
Ha,
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 ha.
Ting,
ting,
ting.
Boom,
boom.
Happy station, happy station, happy station, happy station, happy station.
Happy station 45.
The opening of the Happy Station show for the 45th anniversary. Very different interpretation of the Sig tune. I love the thing about the horses at the beginning. Absolutely fantastic. Anyway, these shows, the clips that we're running right now, we will make them totally available on a special designated website that we're going to be launching as soon as everything is digitally transferred. And we'll give out that, of course, information a little later on and closer to it. Now, a while ago on the show, we played a couple of times a song called Everywhere You Go with Tom Meyer and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Well, here is another song from that same session, Little White Lies.
The moon was all aglow and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I cry, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. Those lips, whoever could doubt those eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, those little white lies.
Tom Meyer, Little White Lies. Now, let's go on to another clip. Actually, this is one of my favorite ones from the collection. It's Tom Meyer and Dutch singer Ronnie Tober. This was originally broadcast on May 19th, 1974.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. And welcome to your Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles called Happy Station. Well, I think this is the second time that we've started our Sunday family show in this way, that is, with an applause after our opening tune, Invitation to Happiness. And it is also the second time that we are doing this live show from our Studio 11. Now, from the applause and from the fact that we are in Studio 11, you can tell that we have quite a number of people with us here in the studio today. Welcome, as I always say, to Studio 11. In this case, in the control room, for a change, we have three technical geniuses. I always think it's genii, but it's geniuses. And they are Gerard de Ruijg, Pim Wehmer, and Jaap van Laar. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in the audience here, that although you can't see them because they're behind your back up there, they are the people who are working maybe even harder than we are today. Then, of course, we have both our production assistants with us today, Isabel upstairs in the control room and Happy Station Helma somewhere in the studio here. But when I need... Oh, there she is, all the way back there. And then I can tell you that in this studio we have a lot of people from England, from London to be... Well, it's not exactly London, but it's in the neighborhood of London. And anyway, a lot of people come from different places. We will tell you why these people are here later on, and it's not even me who's going to tell you this. By the way, my name is Tom Meyer. Our friends in the studio know this, but this is for all our listeners who are tuned in for the first time to Happy Station, which is on the air every Sunday of the year on shortwave. And if you would like to know more about it, just write in and we'll send you all the information you need. Our friends in the studio here have also noticed that behind me there's an orchestra. And I wish I could sit in such a way that I could face both the audience and the orchestra, but gentlemen of the orchestra, I'm sure that you won't mind looking at this back. I can tell you the face is not much better. So don't you worry. I'll introduce the orchestra to you later on. But you understand, of course, that it's not just an orchestra we have here. We have a number of guest performers for you. And I'd like to ask our first guest of today, who is a very well-known gentleman here in Holland, to step up to his microphone, because we are going to do something for an opener, Ronnie. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ronnie Tober. It's always very difficult to know what you're going to do for an opener. Usually during our shows from the small studios, our regular shows, we have some toe-tapping piece of music by an orchestra. But Ronnie and I and Kay Small, who is the leader of the band, decided that we should do something entirely different today on this 19th of May.
What do we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before? Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore. Folks in the know say you start up the show with a slow song, while others will say that the right thing today is a let's get on with the show song. Way back in France, where they sing of romance in a club on the Champs-Élysées, the singer steps out and he starts to shout in this dynamic way. Connaissez bien l'émission pêle-mêle, cette émission sans prétention. De même qu'il faut des brunes et des blondes, qu'il faut de tout pour faire un monde pêle-mêle. Des nouveautés, des attractions pêle-mêle, des jeux, des rires et des chansons. Un peu de tout, un peu de tout. Voici pêle-mêle. The bank is out of the floor, starting to roar, and here's the song that they sang.
October,
the curtain is going up, and I'm gonna show myself, and I'm gonna live till I die. You're gonna hear from me, I just wasn't meant to be an ordinary guy. Why don't you sit back and just relax, for I give you all the facts, the facts you all the know. G-R-E-A-T to be with Y for you. We will admit that an opening number is better than nothing at all. No one is famous for opening numbers, none that we can recall. If our songs are tragic or snappy, there's one thing
you to know. Forget your troubles and just be happy. And let's get on with the show. So forgive us, Mr. Gershwin, Mr. Porter, Mr. Berlin, if we don't sing your opening song.
The opening of Happy Station Open House, May 19th, 1974, featuring Ronnie Tober. And all these shows, we're going to be playing more excerpts of them. And during the summer months, when we are on vacation, well, we're going to have some specials, because I think a lot of people will enjoy listening to it. Now, something else that, of course, Tom has talked about when he did Happy Station was something that he was doing with Hambula called Double Dutch. Now, if you don't remember what it is, it wasn't for Radio Nederland. It was something completely different, as they would say with Monty Python. So here's a little sampling of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Farmhouse Club proudly presents Double Dutch. And here is your host, Tom Meyer.
Surprise, 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 surprise. You'll be listening in astonishment and staring with big eyes. Surprise, 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 surprise. You are welcome in your overalls or in your coats and ties. A Dutch date now with Double Dutch to puzzle and confuse you. It's all we have, though it's not much, we still hope to amuse you. And while we're here, it's party time for all you dolls and guys. Surprise, 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 surprise. Surprise, 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 surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise! Surprise!
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, we win our first fight. Oh, by the way, may I introduce my co-host, stage TV and movie star, Hein Boele. Why don't you say something?
I've got no lines.
What do you mean I've got no lines?
We actors are used to getting lines.
Oh, and you forgot them?
You forgot them.
I forgot your lines?
Yes, I'm the actor, you're the author. You forgot to give them to me.
Oh, wait a minute. Lines.
Actors are idiots. Oh, you're terrible.
Sorry about that. No, Hank, no. You're pretty well known, aren't you?
Tom, I'm world famous in certain parts of Holland.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't write your lines for tonight, but...
What have you thought of as an opening number?
We just did an opening number.
Oh, no, there was an intro. I mean a real opening number.
I don't know. What can you do for an opening number? I mean one that's never been done before.
Yeah. Why even sing an opening number?
Ah, you're right. They usually are such a crashing bore.
Hey! We've got it!
We've got what?
We've got our opening number.
You're out of your mind.
What do we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore.
That's what you just said.
Yes, but haven't you noticed?
What?
It rhymes.
And so it does.
What do we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before?
Why even sing an opening number? They usually are...
An excerpt of Double Dutch, stage show, a kind of a cabaret that Tom Meyer did with Hein Boele. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed those little bits and pieces today. This is sort of a teaser of an interesting project that we are going to have where all these programs will be made available. And how we will do it is that we will use them first, and then we will upload them completely, and they'll be indexed and everything else, and you'll be able to go and download them and hear them. So it should be interesting, and they will be there forever. You know, it's amazing how at one time, maybe when these shows were done, Tom and Hein and everybody else was saying, oh, we do it once and it goes on the air and that's it. Well, of course, today is very different because this show that you're listening to right now, after transmission, it is available as a download, which means it's there forever, basically. So in 100 years from now, you know, we're going to still be floating around, which I think many years ago people never would have thought of. Okay, time now for more music. This is a singer who I have seen perform live a number of times. The first time was at the Place des Arts in Montreal 27 years ago. I saw him perform at Carnegie Hall in New York and also New Orleans in 1999. Harry Connick Jr. from the album Blue Light, Red Light with Just Kiss Me.
Just kiss me and forget all about that other stuff. Kiss me. Your big red lips, I think, will be enough. Don't worry with your lipstick. I'm gonna kiss it all away. Throw away your lipstick. That ain't your color anyway.
That is not your color, so let's stick with me.
Ooh, when you kiss me, I've got to know just how much you miss me. Kiss me, and I'll take your lips to paradise. Kiss me. And paradise will never feel so nice. You're beautiful. You don't need all that makeup. And you don't need to take up sugar all of your time in front of the mirror. Can't you see that you're my dear up? Baby, can't you see we're in love? Kiss me, kiss me, and you're gonna put all the stars back in the sky. Kiss me, and maybe then you'll know the reason why I want you. And my love's gonna haunt you, and I'm gonna flaunt you in front of all the boys that live on my street. And they're gonna be jealous cause you're so sweet. Do you think I should repeat? Do you think I should repeat?
Repeat. Repeat.
Oh, say it, man.
I'm in love. I'm in love, sweet love.
Harry Connick Jr. and Just Kiss Me. What I enjoy about Harry Connick Jr. is he performs, of course, the standards, you know, the songbooks by George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and others. But he also writes new material, like, actually the album itself, Blue Light. Let me just open the cover right now. But all the songs, I believe, yes, they are. Even the one that we just heard, actually all the songs are by Harry Connick himself. So very, very talented indeed. Anyway, it is time to go. We're going to leave today with the Manhattan Transfer and Birdland. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Such as that, no more Scooby Rock, no more Dr. Lane, that's where it was at. I know that the things Bob was riding high. Hello, goodbye. Bird. He came and spread the word.
Birdland. he did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed
he did. Parker
played in Berlin. Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Told the truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he did. Yardbird Parker played in Birdland.